Hey there, dudes and dudettes, and welcome to the Tubular Time Machine Podcast, the podcast that cranks the nostalgia dial all the way to 11. I'm your host, Jason Raz Rasmussen, and each week we jump into our gnarly retro ride and rocket back to a specific year between 1971 and 2010, reliving the raddest music, movies, TV shows, video games, toys, slang, and pop culture moments that make growing up in the U.S. so totally bodacious. But I'm not flying solo. Every episode features a special co-host who is exactly 14 years old that year, ready to dish on everything from mixtapes and mall food courts to butterfly clips and blowing into NES cartridges like a wizard. So grab your slap bracelet, rewind your cassette, and fire up the Tubular Time Machine theme song, where the past is always rad and the vibes never go out of style. This week on the Tubular Time Machine, we're flipping the script and taking a break from our usual journey through pop culture's past to do something a little different and a whole lot special. That's because joining me in the co-host chair is someone who just turned 14 this year. Someone who happens to be an amazing teen and my very own son, Rook Rasmussen. To celebrate Rook hitting this milestone, we're dedicating this episode to exploring what life looks like right now for a modern teenager. Rook is one of the most curious and passionate people I know, with interests that are as fascinating as they are unique. He plays jazz bass in the school's jazz band, dives deep into the science of uranium and radiation. Yes, he actually collects uranium glass, radium clocks, and those iconic radiation red plates. And if that weren't cool enough, he's also an expert fish keeper, maintaining both saltwater and freshwater aquariums. So what better way to understand Gen Z than by hearing it straight from the source? Let's dive into the world of memes, music, school, science, and self-expression in today's teen edition. Please join me in welcoming the one and only Rook Rasmussen to the show.
Hello there.
That's all I get? Hello there?
I mean...
this is your introduction to the internet, to the world, and I get hello there?
It isn't my introduction to the internet. You post about me all the time.
Well, yeah, but you don't actively participate.
Okay.
So, at 14 years old, you just turned 14 last week, so this is more than ever more relevant than some of my previous podcasts. You turned 14 just recently. What's life like for a 14-year-old in 2025?
It's just hanging out, usually.
Hanging out? Okay. What do you like to do in your free time when you're just kind of chilling?
Look at my fish.
Look at your fish. Anything else?
Maybe you watch a science documentary.
Oh, a science documentary. Okay. For those that don't know Rook, Rook is unique in his hobbies and his talents and all that kind of thing. And so he actually is, I would not say your typical teenager in 2025, but that's okay because the hobbies that he has will drive him in the future kind of idea. That being said, we're going to do a little bit different in regards to our movies and TV and all that kind of stuff. And we're going to talk about things that lead up to 2025. One of the things we'll talk about are the movies of 2024, since we're only halfway through 2025. And there aren't too many that you've seen. But on the cruise, we did see a couple of these. Any movie here on this list that really is either good and or bad for you?
Bad, definitely Moana 2. It just, its plot was all over the place. It's basically the same Moana, but just they replaced the characters, added a few more characters, and then boom. Okay. And also the songs weren't nearly as good.
Yeah, definitely. I was listening in, and the songs were like not memorable at all. I can believe
like,
that.
Like, I don't even remember anymore. I can still remember songs from Moana 1, which I haven't watched in years, but Moana 2, that was just a flop.
Yeah. Well, speaking of music, though, what about Wicked? We saw Wicked on the cruise finally, or you did, I should say. And I know that you have a thought on that.
It's a pretty good movie. I mean, like some of the, it's like not the best of the best, but it's a pretty good movie after all. I'd give it a solid like 7.5 to 8 out of 10.
Okay. 7.5 to 8 out of 10. That's a good rating from him. And Wicked Part 2 comes out, I think, this Christmas or Thanksgiving or something like that. So it'll show you the rest of the story. So, and thankfully, Mom and I got to see that up on Broadway. So we know what's coming and you don't. So it's going to be good. Another one here, you haven't seen Sonic the Hedgehog 3 yet, but you like Sonic the Hedgehog 1 and 2. So we'll have to see 3 here soon enough. We also haven't seen Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, even though we've watched all the Planet of the Apes, the new ones before, and we enjoyed them. So those are some good ones there. For the stories that we're going to talk about here, though, one of the things that we'll talk about is over the last couple of years, we've watched movies together and experienced them. And I've kind of introduced you to some of the more important ones, at least to me, or just in movies in general, the kind of movies that really kind of lead the way, lead the charge. So there have been about a couple hundred movies or 100 movies or so that we've watched together. And some of them are really, really good. And some of them are not as good. Can you give me some of the not as good to start out with?
First of all, Mrs. Doubtfire. It's just, it's weird. And not to mention the story behind it. It's actually kind of just, it's insane.
Yeah, it's actually, I haven't watched Mrs. Doubtfire in years. And watching it again now, I never realized how depressing the movie actually is. You know, with Robin Williams. I mean, I love Robin Williams to death, but it's depressing because he's, you know, going through a divorce and doing everything he can be to do to be with his kids. And it's just a kind of a depressing film. It's got a couple little laughs here and there, obviously, but generally speaking, it's like, ooh, almost cringeworthy. Any other films that didn't really motivate you or you didn't really like?
This is my personal opinion, but Hook. I'm not much of a fan of it because it's just like, I don't know how to explain it. It just doesn't feel right.
Okay. Well, and unfortunately, in my recent reviewing of Hook, I actually liked it even more than usual. So at least Robin Williams, for me, is one of the ones that really drove that film. So I was happy to see that, but I was sad that you didn't like Hook. Any other films that you can think of off the top of your head that just didn't really do it for you?
I definitely say, if we're also including modern films, I'm just going to say Captain America, Brave New World.
That
kind of sucked.
That was pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
We've watched all of the MCU films together, every single MCU film and most MCU series. And Brave New World was not a very good one, which stinks because I like Anthony Mackie and I think he'd be great as Captain America. It's just the story stunk. I'm looking forward to Thunderbolts, though.
Thunderbolts does sound fun, though.
Yeah, that should be out streaming soon. You talked about some of the ones you didn't like. What are some of the ones that you love?
The ones I can already name off the top of my head are Martian.
Stand By Me?
Stand By Me. Yeah, there we go. Definitely say also, it's just hard to say because I liked basically all of them, but I'm just trying to pick my favorites out of them. And
well, I know the third one.
What is it?
Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah, Shaun of the Dead.
You know, that one there is one of my faves too. So you got some good choices there. You know, The Martian, Stand By Me, and Shaun of the Dead. Three of the best on the list. I can definitely agree with that. One of these days, we'll go through and watch the rest of the Cornetto trilogy so you can watch Shaun of the Dead with Hot Fuzz and The World's End. I like to watch those three back-to-back at least once a year. You know, they're all great. Okay, let's see. We have seen all the MCU films, though, every single one of them, the good and the bad. And we have seen all of the Planet of the Apes, the new Planet of the Apes ones. You know, those were all really good. And look forward to seeing the other one. Some of the comedies that stood out, I know for you, you loved Airplane and Naked Gun.
Airplane, Naked Gun, yes.
Do you like Three Amigos? The same kind of type of movie.
I mean, I kind of liked it, but it just was kind of over-exaggerated for me.
Okay.
I mean, sure, a lot of things are over-exaggerated, but I just felt a bit too over-exaggerated. I'd give it a solid 7 out of 10.
Our whole journey started when we began watching the DC animated films leading up to the Apocalypse War. So, you know, you have a good background in Batman and Superman and Aquaman and Wonder Woman and Cyborg and all of these different characters. And we built up to watch the Apocalypse War. And that whole run is a very good run. The only ones I left out were Suicide Squad and Constantine, mainly because I didn't feel that you were quite ready for those.
But I do like Constantine's character in the other DC films. So.
Oh, yeah. Constantine's great. I love any of the magic-using characters like Doctor Strange and Constantine or anything like that or the Supernatural. And then we went on and watched all of the classics of the Universal Monsters. So the original Dracula and Frankenstein and The Fly and Creature from the Black Lagoon and all of those. You know, so we get to see some of the classics, and the classics are the best, even though they're old and they're black and white. I think the classics are great, don't you?
True.
Yeah. Any other movies or things that you want to talk about? Oh, some others that we really love are the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Across the Spider-Verse and all that. And we're looking forward to the third one big time. Hurry up and get out. We'll move on to TV shows. Now, 2024 didn't have a lot of TV shows that we saw together, but there was one at least, Star Wars Skeleton Crew. What do you think of Star Wars Skeleton Crew?
He's in the middle for me. Like, I do like the aspect of, like, childhood and all that type of stuff in the Star Wars franchise, explaining more of civilian life and such. But personally. It just, there's a bunch of flaws in the series itself, and the cliffhanger it left off of just left off at the wrong time, because it, personally, that cliffhanger wasn't the best.
Yeah, it was decent show, and then they just kind of went, man, it's done.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Other shows, I watched Bluey. I'm 14, but Bluey is still the best. I just especially love the later seasons of Bluey, where they actually go over more deep thoughts like depression, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, Bluey, I know you and Mom watch Bluey a lot and things. I just never quite got it myself, but you've seen Bluey multiple times. There have been other series that you've watched multiple times. What other kinds, you know, have you watched more than once?
So I did watch the Owl House and Amphibia series on Disney. Those are pretty good, personally, because it went from kids' show to absolutely deep show that you wouldn't even really call a kid's show once it gets deep.
And so Owl House, you said?
Owl House, yeah. It sounds like a kid's show, again, but then it gets deep.
And Amphibia was the other one?
Yeah, Amphibia, that one is the same type of thing.
Didn't you watch Naruto or something for a long time?
I watched Naruto when I was like 11 or 10, maybe.
Yeah, you watched it a bunch, though.
I remember the series, so I'm just going to say what I remember about it. I'm not really into anime anymore, though, but I just say it's the normal anime series, like 23 seasons, all the way to like 100 episodes, all that type of stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of episodes. That's one of the reasons I'm not watching it, because it's just too many episodes, for me at least. Another one that came out last year was Fallout, but you're not able to watch that yet because you're not quite old enough, I don't think.
But I have played both Fallout 4 and Fallout 76, and I personally think Fallout 4 is much better, personally, but I just quite like the Fallout series, except I know that's very scientifically inaccurate for a bunch of reasons.
Well, that's not the point of the show. The point of the show is just to have fun, just like the game. The game is fun. Let's see, any Marvel series that we've watched together that you really like?
There's a lot of Marvel series out there, so I'm just trying to think of one.
I mean, we watched WandaVision. And
WandaVision was pretty good.
I loved WandaVision, yeah. Well, oh, speaking of TV shows, actually, though, again, since we're going back into the bowels of TV, one of the ones in regards to that DC animated I was telling you about, we have watched the entire Batman the Animated Series.
True, that was a pretty good one.
Yeah, pretty good. What was your favorite, or who's your favorite character in that?
It's a character, but it only appeared in one episode, and I forgot the name of it.
Well, it was a character.
It was it's magic. One of the
magic characters. Character? There's Morgana, who's a girl. I don't remember what guy was magic.
I think it's Morgana.
Yeah.
And then Batman Beyond. Which,
yeah, we're watching Batman Beyond. Almost done watching that now.
Personally, I think the plot of every episode is kind of the same. I mean, it's similar to Batman, but except this Batman gets beat up literally every single episode.
Yeah, pretty much. He does get beat up a bunch.
Like, how is this man Batman?
Yeah, I definitely agree that original Batman, Bruce Wayne, had a lot more ability than Terry in Batman Beyond. But yeah. Still a really good series, though. Now, the thing I'm going to lead you into next after this will be the X-Men animated series. So I'm looking forward to going through that as well. We have also watched through the Gargoyles series. What do you think of Gargoyles?
I think Gargoyles is pretty good, personally, yeah.
Yeah, it was a cool series, you know, one of the classics. So, see, I've got to introduce them to all the good stuff before all this bad stuff gets into the head, you know, into the TV world and stuff. So that's important to me. So TV, anything else you want to talk about in TV?
Not really, no.
Okay, we'll move on to music then. Now, again, you are not the typical teen. You like a particular style of music that is not the...
Jazz.
Yeah, you like jazz. You know, why do you like jazz?
That's not a Jerry Seinfeld reference, by the way.
Okay, why do you like jazz? Who introduced you to jazz?
Well, first of all, it was one of my music teachers, Mr. Sweeney, but I really got into it after starting playing Fallout series. And then eventually it just became jazz.
And what instruments do you play?
Bass.
Anything else?
I mean, I can play steel tongue drums, slide whistle kazoo. The slide whistle and kazoo are kind of universal.
Regular guitar as well, a little bit?
I forgot how to. And also, I don't get regular guitar anymore. It just feels weird now.
Yeah, and you played piano for a while, too.
I did play piano.
But you found your love and passion with bass guitar. So, like you said, Fallout and Mr. Sweeney were two of your big motivators on listening to jazz. And then who's some of your favorite jazz artists?
It started out when I started playing Fallout with like the Ink Spots, all that type of stuff, because that's one of the stuff that they always play in Fallout. But nowadays it's gone to Glenn Miller, Count Basie, Miles Davis, Louis Armstrong, all of that good stuff.
No females?
Oh, there's also Ella Fitzgerald. Don't forget Ella Fitzgerald and Peggy Lee.
Okay, good. Who would you say is your favorite out of that bunch?
Glenn Miller.
Glenn Miller, huh? Glenn Miller Band. Do you like the big band music?
Yeah, I'm a big band guy.
Ah, good. Any particular song that you like playing the most?
String of Pearls by Glenn Miller, but if playing wise, I'd say on my bass, I do Don't Give Hit a Chance by Jim Rockwhite. It's a funk song, but I just like playing it because it's hard to do. And I like improvising to Giant Steps occasionally. Yeah. I also think that So What by Miles Davis is a great one.
I thought you loved playing Smoke on the Water.
No. Don't you dare mention that name.
And the Seinfeld theme.
Please, no. Spare me.
Those are the best songs ever.
Please.
Anyhow, for those unfamiliar, Rook has played bass guitar now for multiple years.
I think 4 or 5.
I don't think it's quite that long, but close.
I think it's about
getting
4,
close.
Though.
Yeah, and he's really, really good at it. You know, he's got a good talent. He has a good tutor, and then he plays in the jazz band and practices at home, records his own music. Speaking of recording your own music, you do record your own music on the computer once in a while. Anything recently?
No. I just kind of just use the computer a lot just to try and get ideas out on it. And then eventually, sometimes I do compose my own music, but that's not nearly as frequent.
And during the summertime, he is in a music production camp, which he creates music with Logic Pro. And he is currently in jazz camp. He likes to do that kind of stuff. And he did computer animation camp this summer as well. So that just ended this last weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's done a lot of fun stuff and looking forward to seeing what production that we're going to have at the end of this week with jazz camp. So anything else about music? You're a jazz person, you know? Do your fellow teens like jazz music?
No.
What about the jazz band teens?
Some. Others just listen to the trendy music at the time. But speaking of trendy music at the time, there's not much jazz out there for trendy music, but I do quite like some pieces by AJR and that one like bar song type thing. Bar song tipsy. I don't know what it's called.
But Shaboozy?
Shaboozy, I think, yeah.
And we've been to multiple concerts now. We've been to, we've seen Bare Naked Ladies. Oh, we went to one of the best concerts ever, still when COVID was in play, basically.
I Fight Dragons.
So we went to see I Fight Dragons, which was his first concert. One of my favorite modern day bands. They're currently on hiatus, unfortunately, but that was a fantastic experience. We were right up front, and you got to sit on the stage even. What else did you get out of that concert?
I got shouted out.
You got shouted out by the lead singer? Yep.
I got a pick.
Yeah, you got a guitar pick. Man, you got everything.
And I got, believe I have a poster, I think.
Yeah, you have a poster. Yeah. That whole thing. So yeah, you got a poster and a slap bracelet, a bunch of different things. So that was a great first experience for you, I think. We've seen Bare Naked Ladies. We've seen, you saw AJR with Mom.
AJR was one of the best concerts out there, to be honest. Yeah. Because I had a pretzel.
Oh, that's the only reason. Let's see. What else did we see concert last year? We saw, we saw Jim Gaffigan.
Jim Gaffigan was actually pretty fun, though.
Yeah. And then, of course, in September of this coming year, you finally get to see Weird Al live, which is going to be awesome.
That is going to be awesome.
You're going to be looking forward to that experience because Mom and I have seen him like 5 times in concerts. So
Weird Al remains relevant through every generation.
Absolutely. So talking about music, I think we're done with that for now. Some of the video games that you like, again, they don't have to be from 2024, but some of the games that you like to play.
So I don't usually play many video games, but I used to really be into Minecraft. At this point, I tried playing it again once and it just felt like I did everything there was to do in that game, and it just felt boring at that point. But then some of the Splatoon franchises.
Oh, you played Splatoon, okay.
Yeah.
How about Zelda?
Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, and Breath of the Wild, definitely a good one. Except I mastered both of them to pretty extreme extents. So I basically got every achievement, every weapon, everything. And then I just kind of stopped playing it because what else was there to do at that point?
And I think the game you played the most, because it's a huge game and I love it anyhow, we talked about already in regards to TV show.
Fallout. Oh, yeah, Fallout.
Yeah, you played Fallout like crazy.
I don't play it anymore, sadly, but I played it like crazy, and that's also kind of what got me into, you know, radiation.
I think that's where you got your uranium fever.
Yeah, I got the uranium fever. It's going to get me down.
He's got a little background in video gaming. Not as much as me, but I've been playing since the games were text-based, so that's a long time ago. So any other video games you want to talk about?
It's not much of a video game, but chess.com.
Oh, yeah, you're a huge chess player.
I like chess.com.
Who is it you study online?
I mainly try and study Magnus Carlsen's moves, but also Hikaru Nakamura. But Gukesh is definitely one of the top studies at the moment.
Oh, yeah, you got a new one. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, Gukesh recently became world's number one. Well, I don't think it's world number one, but world champion.
So if anybody wants to play Rook on chess.com, just message me and I'll get you hooked up. Yeah, he's a good player.
I'm not a very good player on chess.com. I'm only like very low elo.
Yeah, you'll get there. What kind of fashion you wear?
I wear a polo, sweatpants. That's my fashion right there.
Yep, a polo and sweatpants.
That's and also, everything. I do wear a salmon hat a lot, too.
Yeah, you got a salmon hat on the Alaska trip.
I can't get rid of it. It's beautiful.
Well, you know, it's a typical teen fashion. Everybody's wearing them.
Everybody wears those salmon hats.
Well, you and one other gal on the Entourage Club on the cruise ship are wearing three other. Oh, yeah, there's two other people wearing
it? Yeah, because it became trendy on the cruise ship.
Oh, I didn't realize there were three. I thought there were only two. Commercials. There's not really any commercial. What kind of commercials? Anything that's, because we don't have commercials as much these days. I get TV without the commercials, so you don't see them as much. But you see them on YouTube because you watch videos there.
I watch the video documentaries on there and also guides on how to set up nice aquariums and all that type of stuff. But for ads, I've seen a lot of controversies over a lot of ads nowadays. And I've been getting a lot of those AI ads that are what we call AI slop. I just call it AI garbage, but AI slop is what a lot of other people call it.
And slop and garbage are pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, it's basically just very bad AI, and it also doesn't really benefit anything personally. It just looks bad. And the fact that the people legitimately get money off of this is mind-boggling because, like, I've heard that the most recent trend on YouTube is, like, I heard it's, like, I think it's called Italian brain rot or something. The thing sucks. It just looks so bad.
I have no idea what that is.
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's brain rot, but Italian.
It doesn't make any sense to me, but okay.
It doesn't make any sense to me either.
Yeah, but AI is marketing now towards creating more personalized content, even if it looks weird.
Yeah, and also a lot of digital artists are rebuting against it because it does tend to use a lot of digital artists' creations to make their own for the AI to reference off of and make the own art off of that.
There was a whole episode on that last week tonight, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so basically digital arts and all that type of stuff is not doing good. Same to music.
Yeah, it helps me on this podcast. I mean, I get these lists of things through AI, and I create my weekly picture.
Well, lists should be good.
Through AI, just because I'm not an artist by any means, and I can just grab that picture and take a minute. You know, it's not based on anybody's, just kind of throws things together. Moving on, top foods and grocery trends of 2024.
Oh, no. I've heard a lot about, primarily from Ryan Trahan. I sometimes watch him, mainly because he's actually one of the YouTubers that isn't the brain rotty type person, just more of a chill guy who just is happy. I've seen the chamoy pickle, and that stuff looks like, I don't even know how a person can come up with that.
So for those unfamiliar, what's showing me on my list here is there's a dill pickle wrapped in candy and Taijin spices. I like the idea of the Taijin spices. I'm not sure how candy fits in.
So I think it's a spicy pickle, a Texas spicy pickle that is really dyed food color red with a bunch of liquid in the bag, wrapped with a fruit roll-up, spicy Cheetos, and like other candies on it, like spicy. It's I don't even know how somebody comes up with that.
I like the idea of the spicy Cheetos. That sounds good.
Spicy Cheetos is good, though, but everything else just sucks.
I have seen this whole onion trend that's supposedly really good. We should do that at home one of these days.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it, but I guess we could try it out.
The whole onion, for those unfamiliar, is a stuffed butter roasted onion. You know, so basically you cut the top off the onion, I think it is, stuff it with butter, and then roast it. And it's supposed to be delicious. So maybe I'll try that soon. I haven't thought about that.
I do like the rise of protein, vegan, all that type of stuff in the marketing trends, because at this point, I kind of also need this stuff. But I do like how now protein and all that type of stuff is starting to take over the market as opposed to candies and such.
Yeah, well, you just eat sweets, so.
I don't just eat sweets.
You just eat sweets. There's a rise in pickles, which actually I experienced this last weekend. I went to Sonic with you after, I can't remember what it was.
The pickle meal.
Yeah, I had the pickle burger and the pickle Rita, which is the pickle slushy with the pickle flavored like boba or whatever thing in there. And I loved it. It was good.
The pickles are taking over at the internet at the moment.
That's okay. Pickles are great.
Even like in my hobbies, people are obsessing over like uranium glass pickles.
Okay. I didn't know that one. How about slang of 2024?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know your favorite.
Oh.
I know your favorite and that Alex uses all the time.
Oh, no.
What does Alex always say?
Spare me. Skibbity Riz.
Skibbity Riz, huh? What's Skibbity Riz mean?
I don't know. I think it's something to do with charisma.
Okay. I didn't know. I've never known what the skibbity means.
I don't know what skibbity means either, and I don't really know what Riz means either.
Riz is like charisma.
You can tell I don't use the slang.
How about these other ones here? I got a list of a couple, at least. You said you're familiar with like two of them.
I'm familiar with two of them, but I know that nobody else uses the rest.
Okay, what are the two that you're familiar with?
Gooning, which I don't even know anymore, because I think it's something to do with like rubbing your finger on your like chin or something.
No. Gooning is just talking about a comedy state or a foolishness or overindulgence. So people that are being morons, basically.
And aura farming, which is, I guess, making reference to real life, as in they're trying to get appeal. But it's dumb.
Okay, yeah.
I hate it. Please help me.
Yeah, every generation is going to talk about the next generation's slang. You know, being idiotic, but I'm not familiar with half this stuff.
Me neither.
You know, clocking tea is calling out the truth or shady behavior.
I think that's maybe like, I know clocking is what they call it, which is.
I know spilling the tea is.
Spilling a tea, yeah. We all know what spilling a tea is, but.
Yes, clocking the tea is the next stage of that. How about fads of 2024? There's a few different things here.
Gen Z are indeed splurging on high-end snacks and aesthetics. I can't even believe I just said aesthetics, but personally, like, stop searching for the newest thing if you're good with what you have.
I always got to search for the new thing. I always like to do that. That's why I had the pickle Rita. You know, wanted to check it out, see how it was.
I mean, that's just
There's your AI slop ad you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, AI slop ads. I genuinely hate them. I genuinely, apparently recently there was like BMO or something, because I saw it once on YouTube and apparently people are arguing all about it online. It's just like, it's supposed to be this kids show but it's completely AI generated. And the literal creators of the show say that it's not AI generated and it's literal magic.
Okay.
Magic. Yeah, you used magic to make this. And they said they use creativity. But then, of course, we also have just regular trends and fads.
Nothing
really stands out.
I think pickles was the big thing. There, it's mentioned multiple times. We've already talked about it before, but Instagrammable groceries included pickles, the pickle juice challenge. TikTok's doing one about pickle brine.
I mean, pickle juice shouldn't be that bad, though.
No, it's actually not. Mom and I went to a restaurant just recently, and one of the things they had just for fun was a pickle shot. And it's all it was pickle juice. And we're like, sure, why not? And then I'm like, ooh, I actually like pickle brine. So and then I did the pickle Rita, and I've actually looked on Amazon to get some pickle juice just for home. And stuff is supposed to help with cramps and legs and things like that too. I don't get cramps in the legs very often, but I just liked it. It was good.
And then the food flights thing, which is like the mini sample platters, that's just a charcuterie board.
Yeah, but they're fun.
It's just a charcuterie board, but with mac and cheese and other things on it.
Yeah, that works for me. I like.
I mean, it actually sounds pretty fun though.
Yeah, I like to have little samples of everything.
Or like little English tea.
It's the equivalent, the 2025 equivalent of tapas. So moving on then, biggest news stories of 2024.
Wicked, yeah. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory there. Wicked is already a pretty popular and famous musical, and the film adaptation is definitely going to get a lot of views, and did get lots of views.
Yeah, that's that one there. People were going to the theaters and singing out loud, and the theaters had to say, "Don't sing out loud. We're going to have a sing-along version later."
Oh, speaking of that, one of the movies that was released was called The Minecraft Movie. The stories of people in the theaters is insane.
Yeah, what are they doing?
I haven't watched the movie, but based on what I've seen of clips on it, it doesn't look very good. But when they say famous quotes, like, that I don't even get how they're famous, like chicken jockey or something like that, people in theaters literally start throwing their popcorn, literally start screaming. There's just complete outbursts in the theater. And it happens, like, every iconic scene, like the one scene in the trailer, like I Am Steve and all that type of stuff. The fact that people are literally pouring water buckets on their heads when they're saying this. And yes, this did happen. Yeah, I just don't think that was called for. Like, people really need to learn theater etiquette.
Well, maybe they're actually referencing the new term in the Oxford Dictionary. You know, what's the new term in the Oxford Dictionary that was approved last year?
Brain rot.
Brain rot.
Yeah, I wonder why it's called that. I can't believe people are just saying, oh yeah, I watched Brain Rot, because I've watched some Brain Rot just to try and see what it was, or I was at a friend's house and saw it once. Yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's just brain rotting material. It doesn't make sense.
So basically a lot of the YouTube videos that you watch.
I mean, I watch documentaries.
You do, but you also watch a lot of Brain Rot.
What Brain Rot do I watch?
There's one more big news stories from 2024. You know, that's that he just celebrated his first birthday a couple days ago, actually.
The emergence of Mudang? Oh, yeah, Mudang. Okay, yeah, I do get that one. I can see why the internet loves Mudang. Mudang is very cute.
Oh, yeah. What is Mudang?
Just a baby pygmy hippo. I can see why people love it, but some people love him too much. They're going to the zoos and throwing things into the Mudang cage.
Oh, really?
People piling up at the Mudang. So nowadays they have to limit how many people see Mudang, because that's kind of what happens. And Mudang gets a lot of stress due to that. So I'm glad that the zoo's actually starting to regulate that.
I didn't realize. Now, one of the big things that came out in 2024, I know that you're not really a huge fan, but this is important to me. There's an artist, a musical artist, that released an album that has been dominating for, you know, months and months and months.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah, Sabrina Carpenter. Now, I know that you like one of her songs, but like not some of the others. But I always like to say, because Sabrina Carpenter, her producer is a friend of mine. So you know, I get to connect myself to Sabrina Carpenter by one step of separation. Any other things there that really stand out?
The AI frenzy. Yeah, there's already enough AI out there, and I think it's just getting too much. I've seen a lot of like the Facebook Reels type things, mm-hmm. where there's just these old people that don't know better that are just commenting on these AI posts thinking they're real. Like, they don't know better about it, of course. I'm not blaming them for not knowing that's AI. Like, mm-hmm. personally, if I've never seen an AI image before, I'd probably believe that was real. But they just comment on these AI content farm posts and react thinking they're real.
Yep.
And this gives them a lot of money. It's actually been a successful career type thing, but I don't think it's very good just trying to cheat on elderly people and such, just trying to get the money.
Well, I think what it is the AI frenzy is that people are using AI to get, you know, put videos out there that are draw you in, so they get more hits on their web page on like YouTube or Reels or whatever. Yeah. And then they start getting a little bit of money. So if they hit in that one big one that gets millions and millions of views, they make some good money. from that thing. So if it, to do so, to do AI frenzy, you can just create one in a matter of 2 minutes, and then, you know, it'll be a hit, and then you make money off of it.
Yeah, that's actually a big problem too, because I feel like more human content should be made actually hits, and the AI content's kind of dominating YouTube, slowly taking it over, in my personal opinion, because now I can't see a number of videos until I see an AI video, like, once every 5 videos.
Yeah. So you're saying basically that all future bass guitar music should be created by AI?
No, I'm trying to say it should be created by a human.
Not AI, but you can do it in a minute with AI.
Yeah, it's soulless. Didn't take the effort of somebody to create it. And that's also one of the big problems with AI. It just feels so soulless and unmeaningful for it.
Okay, good. So we've come to the end of our regular stuff here. Anything else about being 14 years old that really, that you like, or that really makes your day happy?
I just like doing things in general. And that's basically what makes me happy. Also, I let my fish make me happy because they're cute. And my dogs.
And cruising.
Cruising is very, it makes everybody happy, to be honest, except for like the cruises that go wrong, but those are rare.
Last thing I have for you before I go through my outro is that what would you give yourself now? You're 14 years old. Normally I ask people, what would you look back to and say to your 14-year-old self for advice? But since you're 14 years old, what would you say to yourself for advice to make your life better?
That everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay. I like that.
There's a lot of issues happening, so yeah. I'm not going to address them specifically, but there's a lot of issues.
Yeah, but everything is going to be okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, we are wrapping up this podcast with my son, a 14-year-old who just turned 14 last week. You know, so again, this is something relevant to modern day. Sure, we went back and looked at some of the old movies and old TV shows and things like that. But the key idea is that at 14, life is, you know, something about growing and expanding and becoming the person that you are. And so with Rook, you know, he's got his music, he's got his fish and everything like that. So it's going to be really great to see where that goes. You know, hopefully maybe he'll become a nuclear physicist and make himself lots of money. And we'll go from there. But that being said, 2025 is a wrap. Cowabunga, time travelers, that's going to do it for this ride in the tubular time machine. Thanks for cruising back through the raddest year with us. We hope you had as much fun as we did cranking up the nostalgia, reliving those gnarly tunes, iconic movies, epic video games, and all the pop culture goodness that made growing up totally awesome. Major shout out and mondo thanks to my weekly co-host and my son for another righteous trip down memory lane. Of course, this wasn't really memory lane since it's happening right now. Your stories and vibes make this retro journey even more bodacious. Want to keep the party going? Hit us up on social media. We're talking Facebook, Instagram, maybe even a little MySpace just for the LOLs. And don't forget to cruise over to tubulartimemachine.com where you can catch past episodes, send us your memories, or suggest a year you want us to fire up in the flux capacitor for next time. And hey, if you're digging the ride and want to help us keep this retro machine rolling, head over to buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Raz. Your support helps fuel future episodes and keeps the good vibes alive. It also helps Rook's uranium addiction.
Yeah.
And until next time, keep your mixtapes fresh, your VHS rewound, and your vibes totally tubular. Catch you on the flip side, dude and dudettes.
Hey there, dude and dudettes. It's time to rewind from neon nights to that vintage vibe. Mixtapes, arcades, butterfly clips. We're cruising the past with totally rad tips. Crank it up. Past is always rad.